Striking fast food workers today demanded a $15 an hour minimum wage, but labor experts say these protests are not a simple call for higher pay.
I think the best way to think of it is holistically, as an effort to significantly upgrade the quality of jobs in this industry so that the millions of people who are currently working in retail sectors can, in fact, enjoy a middle-class way of life.
That's Robert Bruno. He specializes in labor and employment at the University of Illinois. He says a spike in wages might cause a modest price increase for fast food consumers, but better pay would also increase worker productivity and customer service. Opponents of a higher minimum wage say it will make employers likely to fire workers or reluctant to hire more. But Chris Tilley, a labor and unemployment professor at UCLA, says that's not the case.
There's really no evidence that increasing minimum wages is a job killer.
He says corporations could help owners of franchises by lowering their fees. Bruno says that idea brings up a bigger question.
It also raises the question, what is a suitable profit margin?
He says moving retail workers into the middle class not only creates more customers for business, but these better paid workers would also generate more tax revenue. Jot Condi, CEO of the California Restaurant Association, said in a statement that restaurants usually operate on a profit margin between 1 and 5%. He also said today's protesters are more likely to be labor activists and paid demonstrators rather than actual fast food workers. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.